you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Okay, this week I am not going to start the show off with, is it football season yet? Basically because you've let me know you're tired of that line. And because, technically, it is football season. Well, stop and think about it. College football teams and pro football teams are in training camp right now. Hard Knocks even came on this past week. So football season is here, right now. I mean, there's Texan stories all over the newspaper. Not that many people bother to read the newspaper anymore. Now, I do, but I'm, as the kids say, an old. Yes, I still subscribe to the newspaper. Walk out to the end of the driveway and pick it up every morning, just like my father did and just like my grandfather used to do. I must admit, though, I still enjoy reading the old fish wrap, as we used to call it. And make no mistake, there's still a lot of people out there who consider newspapers to be nothing more than a lining for a bird cage. That's something else we used to call it, but the Youngs probably won't get that one either. At any rate, I love all the football news, and they have already started playing games, even if they are just preseason games. However, for the time being, I'm content to concentrate on the Astros. And that's the other reason why I'm not going to start the show out by saying, is it football season yet? Yes, I'm still fired up about football. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we? My dad always said, carpe diem. You know, seize the day, live in the moment, that kind of stuff. So why would we want this baseball season to be over? The Astros are awesome. And you know me, I don't use that term very often because I think it's one of the most overused terms in the English language these days. Yes, I'm an old. I guess what I'm trying to say is not everything in life is awesome. You know, lunch can be good, but it's not necessarily always awesome. And the way some people throw that term around, just about everything in life is awesome these days. And I get a little tired of it after a while. But that's another topic for another day. I'm off subject here. The Astros truly are awesome. And that recent West Coast road trip is a great example, to me, of how awesome they really are. Stop and think about this. The Astros won 6 out of 8 games in 3 different cities. In Seattle, one of the best teams in the AL West. In Los Angeles, who they beat in the World Series last year. And in San Francisco, admittedly the weakest of the 3. But no matter, going 6-2 on the road without Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, and Brian McCann, plus losing George Springer and Charlie Morton along the way, that's awesome. The Red Sox may have the best record in baseball, but the Astros are still the best team in baseball. And I think they proved it on that West Coast road swing. Seriously, is there another team in the majors that could lose that many top-of-the-order players and just keep on winning on the road the way the Astros have? I don't think so. Seriously. These guys may have the second-best record, but they're still on pace to win more than 100 games this year. Again. And besides, the second seed in the AL playoffs is probably the best place to land anyway. Why? Oh, I'm glad you ask. Because the team that gets the top seed in the playoffs is going to have to face the wild card team. And that's looking more and more like it's going to be the Yankees. The Red Sox are running away with the East. New York is probably not going to catch them. The Mariners are fading in the West, and the only real challenger for the wild card spot may turn out to be the Athletics. Let's face facts. The Astros would simply be better off getting the Cleveland Indians in the first round rather than either the Yankees or the A's because they've played the A's so often already. So that second seed is probably the best spot to be in. Plus, No team in the National League is even close to the records of the Red Sox or the Astros or the Yankees, so there's very little danger of losing home field advantage in the World Series. World Series? Whoa, I'm getting way ahead of myself here. The Astros still have 8 games left with the Mariners. We'll know a lot more about that after this 4-game series over this weekend. And they still have 6 games left with the Athletics. So the division title is far from wrapped up. But the thing that got me excited was the way the Astros won that second game in San Francisco last week. Did you stay up long enough to see that? It was incredible. Holy smoke. The Giants starter was just mowing down the Astros, batter after batter, and their reliever hadn't given up a home run in almost 2 years. So when we entered the 9th inning and the Astros were behind 1-0, I wasn't holding out too much hope. But I stayed up to the bitter end. It was about midnight, I think. This reliever for the Giants couldn't find the strike zone with a Google map. He walked Bregman, then he walked Gattis, and he did it on at least 6 straight pitches that were way out of the strike zone. Up comes Marwin Gonzalez, and the Giants catcher walked out to try to settle down the pitcher. After all, he hadn't thrown a strike in about 1.5 weeks. And I just mumbled to myself under my breath. I said, "He's going to groove this next one, Marwin. Just swing away." He did. And he did, and it landed in the left center field bleachers. Boom! 3-1, the Astros swept the series. Wow! So that's why I say the Astros are awesome. But there are a lot of other semi-awesome things to talk about today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And as always, food is at the heart and soul of it all. You know, we talk a lot about how to make food taste good, whether we grill it or roast it or even fry it. But sometimes we overlook how to cook food in a healthier manner. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to go all combat vegetarian on you or anything. But everybody knows eating healthy isn't just about what food you eat, but how you prepare those foods, right? I just mentioned grilling and roasting and frying, and I think we all understand that of the three, frying is the most unhealthy way to cook food. I mean, grilling and roasting or even smoking meat and vegetables are always much healthier alternatives to frying in grease. Of course, we, on the other hand, love fried foods, so I'm not suggesting we give up fried chicken or fried shrimp or fried okra. Holy moly, I do love fried okra. No, I'm not going to go on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show and say something as blasphemous as that, but there is a better way. And when I say a better way, I don't just mean grill it or roast it or smoke it. In today's modern world, we can actually have our French fries and eat them too. Wasn't it Marie Antoinette who said, "Let them eat French fries"? Or something like that, anyway. But how, you may ask, Randy, can we eat fried foods and still eat healthy? Well, I'm glad you ask, because that's the topic on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's one of those modern world inventions called an air fryer. Now, if you haven't heard of air fryers, I just have to ask, what pizza stone have you been hiding under? Air fryers are the hottest thing on the market these days for everything from catfish fries to veggie burgers. So I looked them up. Google is your friend. And air fryers are really just miniature convection ovens. So if you already have a convection setting on your oven, you don't really need an air fryer. But the reality is that not many kitchen ovens have a convection function. So short of replacing your entire oven, an air fryer is a good alternative. And the healthy part is you can create fried foods and cut down on about 70% of the oil you have to use to cook it. Just think about that. Fried chicken, fried fish, French fries, fried okra. Have I mentioned how much I love fried okra? All those wonderful fried foods with about half of the calories or less. I don't know about you, but that makes my mouth water. Now, there are some disadvantages like small cooking surfaces, large appliance that takes up a lot of counter space in your kitchen. But if you can negotiate those workarounds, or I guess in this case, cookarounds, then an air fryer is a must-have for any up-to-date at-home chef. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to fry again. Ah, get it? We're going to talk to Melly Gomez over at Sur La Table. She's going to tell us all about air fryers from a professional chef's point of view. And we'll also get the opinion of an at-home chef who just bought an air fryer, my daughter-in-law, Danielle. And who knows, maybe in the process, we can allay your fear of frying.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Well, welcome back to Melly Gomez of Sur La Table in Friendswood. How you doing, Melly?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Just to clear it up, in Friendswood, does that mean Daybrook Mall?
Yes, there it is.
Okay, Melly's been on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show several times, and we have lots of new listeners who probably don't know your background. So let's start there. Tell us your story. Where were you born, reared? How'd you get started in the food prep business?
Well, I've been in Texas for pretty much all my life. Baking and cooking has always been just like a natural skill for me. I grew up in the kitchen alongside my mother. I started working in the industry when I was about 13, so I've been in the industry for quite a while. It's pretty much my only skill. I've done everything there is to do inside the kitchen, front of house and back of house. And I've been with Sur La Table for about 6 years.
Yeah, radio is pretty much the only way I can earn a living, too. I guess I could mow grass. I did that when I was 12. But anyway, where's your career taking you over the years?
Well, I've worked in all kinds of establishments. I've worked in mom-and-pop shops. I've worked in corporate restaurants where everything is very standardized. I've been a personal chef, a private chef. Now I'm just a chef instructor. I run the culinary program here.
Well, working as a chef is one thing, but teaching cooking classes is entirely another. What drew you to the teaching end of the business?
Well, it is a whole nother world. Basically, you have all of the skills that you need to run a kitchen and all of the background and knowledge, but instead of you doing it yourself, you're basically explaining to someone else how to do it. I became a chef instructor kind of on a whim. Our resident chef at the time at River Oaks, Alexia Bonomi, kind of took a chance on me and was like, hey, you're a chef. Why don't you try teaching? And I did, and I've been teaching ever since.
What do you enjoy about it most?
It's very rewarding. It's not just making something pretty on a plate. It's not just making dinner. It's teaching people of all ages life skills. I like to do a lot of things by hand, and I tell everybody, well, if the power ever goes out, if anything ever happens, you still know how to make this, and you can still survive.
Hurricane preparedness, huh?
There you go.
Now, you told us before we came on the air that you're booked up all day long, most days this time of year. So we looked up your schedule, and a lot of these classes involve kids who are out of school. Is that right?
Oh, yes, sir. We've got kids and teens camp 3 times a day this summer.
So give us some examples of the classes that youngsters seem to gravitate toward. What do they learn in these classes?
Well, this week we are doing our bake shop workshop. So this morning we have been making ciabatta and soft pretzels all morning. Later on in the week we have other various pastries like different types of cookies, popsicles, ice cream. Next week we have kitchen fundamentals, which is pretty much most basic skills, how to make a roux, how to saute, things like that. Once they pretty much learn the skill, it's easy for them to change out their recipes and kind of adapt their procedures.
We'll talk more about the classes in the next segment, but let's turn to the topic of conversation for today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, air fryers, or as we like to say, fear of frying. Now, these air fryers seem to be all the rage these days. Does Sur La Table offer air fryers for sale?
Absolutely. We have 3 different types at 3 different price points.
Well, what is the price range?
The price range is going to be anywhere from about $99 all the way up to about $299. It depends on the size of the unit and the manufacturer.
And how many do you think you sell at Sur La Table?
Ooh, that's pretty tough to say. We usually get a limited inventory, and they usually fly pretty quickly. They are very popular, especially around the holiday time. Everybody gets one for Christmas.
What are the advantages of using an air fryer versus the old-fashioned methods like pan frying and deep fat frying?
Well, you use a lot less oil. You use anywhere from 70 to 90% less oil because you're not actually submerging it. You can use what's called a spritzer and just kind of give a little misting of oil over your food product. But it's kind of like steaming, but at a very high temperature. So it takes out all of the moisture, which gives you a nice crisp outside. So it's not necessarily frying. It just gives you the same results as if you fried.
Now, this next question is going to require a certain measure of candor, Melly. How does the finished product compare in taste? You got to be rigorously honest now, Melly.
Okay, I am going to be 100% honest. It depends on what you make.
Ah.
So, I have had some very interesting experiments. We tried doing a dipped batter on our chicken to do a fried chicken, and it did not work because the batter has too much moisture in it. So usually when you're trying to do things that have a coating on it, it has to be more of a dry coating.
Well, as we like to say here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, when it comes to cooking, outdoors or indoors, the proof is always in the tasting. So the real test here is, how would you prepare a dish for your guests in your home? If fat and cholesterol were just simply not an issue, which method would you employ to achieve the best tasting dish to serve your guests?
Probably air frying, because it is not just healthier for you, but the cleanup is a lot easier as well. And you're not having to get a kitchen full of grease in the air, starting to smell like fish whenever you're trying to have family or friends over.
Well, let's talk about the convenience issue for just a moment. Frying in an iron skillet or maybe a deep fat fryer out in the backyard, that can be very time consuming. It can be a little overwhelming. So how does using an air fryer compare to those processes?
It's a lot more user-friendly. Basically, you stick everything inside the little compartment and you put it together. It has a lot of preset settings on it as well. You don't have to worry about guessing for your cook time or anything like that. It's a lot more convenient for people who don't want to do the whole deep frying setup.
Now, what about speed, Melly? Does an air fryer compare to the length of time it takes to prepare a dish in more traditional frying settings?
It's pretty quick because it's at a much higher temperature because everything is pretty enclosed. It cooks significantly faster, so you can have french fries done in about 7 minutes.
Wow, that's cool. Now, whenever we start talking about new products, like we discussed Instant Pots with you a few months ago, and air fryers today, a lot of our listeners want to know about the cleanup process, so address those concerns. You mentioned them earlier.
So you don't have oil to dump out, so you don't have to find a separate container or let it cool down. You might have a little bit of condensation at the bottom, but you just throw it out. Usually the little basket inside the insert is made of metal, so it's okay to submerge. It's okay to use Barkeeper's Friend on top of it, and you just give a quick little scrub. And then for the actual unit itself, you can just use a sanitation rag to wipe it down.
So comparatively speaking, the air fryer is much easier to use and much easier to clean up and much faster, right?
Absolutely.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate air fryers for the entire cooking experience? 1 to 10.
I would say about an 8 to 9 because there are some little tweaks you do have to use or do to some of your recipes.
Like what? Give us an example.
For example, like the fried chicken, making sure you're not doing a dipped batter, making sure it's a little bit drier. On some of your roasted vegetables, you may have to cut them a little bit smaller since the roast time is significantly different, or make them a little bit more consistent. Just minor things.
And here's where the rubber meets the road, and we find out the real truth. Do you own an air fryer personally, Melly?
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
Just had to ask. And we've also been told that we can replicate the function of an air fryer with a convection oven if we happen to have one at home. Is that right?
Yes, you can. It's a very similar cook method.
So do we need additional equipment to do that?
Not necessarily. It's basically, the air fryers and the convection ovens work pretty much the same. It's just your convection oven is going to be a much greater unit, whereas your air fryer is much more compact. So sometimes, depending on what you're making, you might have to cover it with foil just to kind of recreate a smaller space of it. Because basically, your steam is kind of traveling around. and the greater space that your steam has to travel, the longer it will take to cook your food.
And of course, an air fryer creates the issue of counter space, right?
Correct. And we sell units in all different sizes. So if you are a household of two, you probably don't need the extra large unit.
Well, in the next segment, we'll talk about how to actually use your air fryer. So don't take off your apron, Melly. We're going to put you to work, okay?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are so very happy to be visiting once again with our dear friend Melly Gomez of Sur La Table in Friendswood, more specifically Baybrook Mall. So is Sur La Table in the mall or is it a freestanding building?
We are in the new outside expansion.
Ah.
So we're technically in the mall, but we're technically outside.
Now, we know you're busy, and one of the reasons why you're busy is what Sur La Table calls their five-day kids series. This past week, you did Bake Shop Fundamentals. So what does Bake Shop Fundamentals even mean?
Well, we're learning a lot of skills that pastry chefs have, including making fresh bread, how to make a creme anglaise and turn it into an ice cream, how to make different types of cookies.
So what is the average age of the kids who take part in these classes?
Our kids' camp is ages 8 through 12, and our teen's camp is ages 13 through 17.
Bake Shop Fundamentals brings up an interesting point. Our brand sponsor is Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke, not far from you. And Dave Fremont of Boyd's was on the show recently. He said, grilling is easy. It's for guys. But baking, man, that's rocket science. And women are much better at it than we guys are. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would honestly say it is a pretty good mix. We get all kinds of kids, you know, boys and girls. I would say it's definitely a science, though, so the girls do tend to have more patience.
Well, let's talk about some of the other classes that Sur La Table has on the schedule that are aimed at adults. For instance, later on this morning, you're going to offer a class in making what you call a summer macaroon. Did I say that right?
Absolutely.
Making macaroons sounds a little intimidating to me. So what do we learn in that class?
For that one, we do three different parts. It's usually the cookie base itself. We are also making a ganache. In this case, it's a white chocolate ganache and a coconut buttercream. So you learn how to make the macaroon batter. You learn how to do the folds and everything like that. You learn how to do a classic ganache, which is a fancy way of saying a chocolate sauce. And then usually we do a Swiss or an American buttercream. So you learn how to make different meringues and turn that into a buttercream.
Wow, that still sounds intimidating. I'm sorry, Melly.
I promise you it's super easy. It's not scary at all.
That's what you always say, Melly. Then later on this afternoon, Sur La Table will also offer a class in summer pasta. Now, we assume this class is about how to actually make pasta from scratch, not just boiling up spaghetti in a pot, right?
Correct. We make the pasta from scratch. We roll it out using various machines. This class, we're actually making tortellini and linguine. So we'll be using the machine to make the linguine, and then we'll be shaping the tortellini by hand.
Okay, now I'll be rigorously honest and admit that the thought of making my own pasta from scratch is daunting. So give us an overview of how you actually do that in this summer pasta workshop.
Well, you take your ingredients. So it's pretty much just flour, salt, and oil. You mix it together. You let it rest for about half an hour, and then just like playing with Play-Doh, you grab your machine and you squeeze it through the machine, and that's that.
Wow, you make it sound so easy.
I promise you it's easy. You should come take a class and see how easy it is.
I should. And tonight at 7, Sur La Table is featuring a date night class called Steakhouse at Home. Please tell us we get to eat what we cook.
No, you guys get to make me dinner.
And what can we expect from this class, Melly?
This one, usually for our steaks, we do kind of a non-traditional method. We use what's called a sous vide. Have you heard of a sous vide before?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. We love doing our steaks in the sous vide, and then we later take them out, and we give a nice good sear on them. This steak is actually going to be paired with a scallion pasta. We also have beefsteak tomato salad and a raspberry creme caramel.
Well, it's time to get back to today's topic of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, air fryers or fear of frying. And we've talked about the advantages of air frying over the more conventional methods, pan frying, deep fat frying. But let's discuss specific recipes for fried food favorites. And we'll start with the fried chicken. You recommend we don't use the air fryer for fried chicken. Why?
Not necessarily not for fried chicken, but it's just certain types of fried chicken.
Ah.
So nothing that's in a dipped batter. It has to be more of like a crusted batter on the outside.
So you've tried this personally, I'm sure. Do you think Colonel Sanders would approve of the end result?
I'm pretty sure he will. It's super crisp.
And so how do we achieve that crispness? Walk us through the process. Do you leave the skin on, for one thing?
Leaving the skin on is definitely a plus. That's going to help hold the crust on top of the actual chicken. If you're not a big fan of chicken skin, you can always remove it after it's cooked.
So talk about the batter you use. How do you make the batter? What are the ingredients, et cetera, et cetera?
It's very similar to making a pan-fried chicken where you do the dredging, but it's not a very liquefied batter. You dip your chicken inside the buttermilk, just like you would any other type of chicken, but when you pull it out, you're putting it into a flour mix. So you have just a touch of moisture on it, and then you have more of a flour crust on the outside. You throw it inside the air fryer. You set it to about 15, 20 minutes, just depending if you're using bone-in or bone-out. You can do little spritzes of oil through it. We sell Little Misters at our store. About halfway through, you're going to flip them over and then put them in for the rest of the time.
Now, many of our backyard chefs are really passionate about catfish fries. So is the process for air frying catfish essentially the same as it is for air frying chicken?
Yes, sir. Just instead of using regular all-purpose flour, most people like to do a little bit of corn flour or cornmeal with it.
What else do you suggest to make air-fried catfish better? I know you got some tricks and tips for us.
Just like when you are deep frying it, adding the baking powder helps give a little bit of a puff and a little bit of a crisp on the crust.
Now give us the details on how to make air-fried French fries to go along with our fried chicken or our catfish. How do we do that?
Most times when you deep fry French fries, it's more of a twice fried type of item. With the air fryer, you don't have to do the twice fry. You just basically get your French fries, you cut your shapes of what you want. Giving them a little rinse helps remove some of the starch, so they're not going to be so sticky when you put them in there. They'll get a nice dry crisp outside. And same thing, you just set it to your preset setting. I believe these take about 7 to 10 minutes, just depending on the size of them.
Now, a lot of people insist upon hand-cut French fries from whole potatoes, but how does the air frying process for raw French fries compare to the frozen French fries we can buy in the grocery store in a bag?
It's honestly best to do hand-cut French fries because they have a lot less moisture than anything that's frozen. When your vegetables freeze, a lot of the moisture comes out, which is why they get little crystals on the outside, which can make it just a little bit soggier. Remember, when you're using the air fryer, you don't want to have too much moisture.
What about fried okra? That's a Texas favorite. Do air fryers do a good job on fried okra?
They sure do. I love fried okra.
Well, walk us through the process. How should we do them?
Well, this one is more of a batterless fried okra. Remember, the batter on some of your deep fried okra can be a little bit too moist. It's really best to just have the okra itself. You can toss it in a little bit of oil and a little bit of spices and throw it in there.
And what about other fried dishes that work well in an air fryer that we haven't touched on already?
Well, you don't necessarily have to do fried. There's different settings on it. You can do almost like a roast or a braise, and you can do your braised vegetables inside there. You can even do baked goods like your cinnamon rolls.
Wow, that sounds great. Talk about cinnamon rolls for a minute. How do you do that?
You make the dough just as you would the traditional way. Everything's the same. You let it proof the same. Whenever you are ready, whenever you have your shapes ready, they've already gone through the proofing process. You just set your air fryer to 350. You put it inside the basket, and it takes about 10 minutes altogether. So you do about 5 minutes, you flip them over, and about another 4 to 5 minutes from there.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. You done flung a craving on me, Melly. Melly Gomez, a former executive chef and now a renowned cooking instructor at Sur La Table in Friendswood, technically part of Baybrook Mall. What's your website, Melly?
SurLaTable.com. Super easy.
And can people sign up for classes on your website?
Yes, they can. They can even come in the store and say hello, and I can help them sign up as well.
And I seem to recall you have a website of your own, too. Isn't that right?
I sure do. I have an Instagram page that is full of nothing but food.
And what is that?
It is Chef_Melly.
Melly, you're always welcome here. Come back real soon, okay?
Well, thanks, Randy. It was good to talk to you. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Please be gentle with our next guest. She is my daughter-in-law, after all. This is Danielle Hames, my son's wife, the mother of my beloved grandson, Liam. How you doing, darling?
I'm just great.
Well, good. Now, the reason why I asked the audience to be gentle with Danielle is that this forum, speaking in public, is not really Danielle's comfort zone.
No.
However, I have noticed that you have started doing video blogs about your business lately. So I think you're addressing your fears rather nicely.
Well, it's a different thing though. It's so like it's okay to do this, and it's okay to do a video because it's just me.
Well, that brings up your business, which is interior design. What's your company's name again?
My business is Sugarland Interiors.
So why did you go into interior design?
So I started doing home staging after Liam was born. He was born in 2011, and there was a realtor friend of ours that needed some staging work done and said, I think you'd be really good at that. And it honestly snowballed from there. And I've obviously done a lot of studying and a lot of preparing since then to kind of get where I am today. But yeah, it just happened from there. I would go do a staging job, and then that client would move and say, hey, can you come help me with this? You did such a good job with that. And then a few years ago, I started doing model homes for Saratoga Homes. And if you go to most of the models in the Houston area, if you see a Saratoga Homes neighborhood, I've probably done that model home or at least redone some things, you know. But most of the ones in Houston are you know, ones that I've done. But I still do residential work. And I've done a few commercial projects now that I really love. That's really great work and fun. And doing a big, like, 6-floor office building project right now as well.
So you have a keen eye for it, if I may be allowed to brag on my daughter-in-law. But one of the things I've noticed is that you seem to take special pride in repurposing old or discarded items and give a room's decor kind of a customized look. And one of my favorite examples is in your own home. Your husband, my firstborn male child, is a record producer here at Edgewater Studios, and you two somehow got this old beat-up piano several years ago, but you reused parts of that piano to decorate the ceiling in your living room. Tell us how you did that.
Yes, so the piano we got, I think I got it off of Freecycle, but of course it wasn't free because I couldn't move it myself. We had to pay movers to move it for us, and it was in really bad shape. But it was gorgeous. It was this really old upright, like from the 1940s, with beautiful wood pieces, and the keys were so distressed, would be a nice word. So when we realized that like there was no saving it, I took it apart, and then using the, you know, the wood piece that kind of has the big long piano hinge that goes over the keys.
Mm-hmm.
We've got kind of a narrow entry hall, and I used that with some hairpin legs to make a really slim entry table.
Yep.
And then another piece, that the top of it is now a shelf in our laundry room. It's also got that big long brass piano hinge. And then yes, I had kept all of the keys, and I thought, I have 88 of these. What am I going to do with these? They're so cool. And then it finally hit me one day, and I would probably not even suggest this for someone else's house, but really anything goes in our house. We have fun with it. But I did kind of a starburst pattern on the ceiling in our family room. And everybody that comes in loves it. Probably people go, I wouldn't do that in my own home, you know, but.
Well, take it from me. Danielle works really hard at all these services, and her hours are long, and that means preparing home-cooked meals can be a big challenge. And we spoke with you several months ago about your Instapot. You still using that?
Oh, yes, every week.
So that brings us around to the subject of today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and a new appliance that you've purchased. It's an air fryer. Which one did you buy?
So, well, I read reviews about them and really had come to the conclusion that the Philips air fryer is really the best rated, but it's over $200, and I wasn't really sure if I was going to use it that much. So I bought one. Target did like the day after Amazon Prime Day or whatever, they did a sale. So I got one for like $130, and it's a new wave. It's not a brand that I'd heard of before, but it had good reviews, and I'm really happy with it, you know, so far. I haven't had it for very long, but just, I mean, what, maybe a month?
So did your recent vegan for a month internet challenge have anything to do with buying an air fryer?
Yes.
I thought about this before you called, and I thought, this is not a great thing to talk about on the Outdoor Cooking Show, where it's mostly about meat.
Why not? Outdoor cooks eat vegetables, too.
Yes, of course, yes. But I kept coming across recipes for air fryer vegan things, and it was a good way to kind of get that crunch without all of the oil. And that's really what I've used it for, because I did that, you know, for the whole month of July. I did a not just vegan, but a whole food plant-based challenge, which is like vegan plus no oil or very little oil. And dropped like 6 or 7 pounds. You know, it was a good thing. And I've kind of, for the most part, stuck with it. Maybe I've had a little too much oil, you know, in August, but, but yeah, so I did, the first thing I did was, like roasted potatoes. Mm-hmm. And they were wonderful. I got small red potatoes and quartered them and put them in there. And I think I've got like a spritzer, an oil spritzer. So I just barely used any oil on there and then seasoned them a lot. And they were wonderful. And that worked pretty well with like the guidelines that I was trying to follow. And then I did croutons for a salad. I got some focaccia bread that went along with my diet. And those are amazing. So we'll do Caesar salad with our dinners a lot. And the croutons, they stay crispy. Like once you've cooked them in the I put them in a bag and cook, you know, after I've cooked them in the air fryer, and they're just crispy and good and really so much better than what you would buy in the store.
Well, now what other dishes do you find yourself using the air fryer to prepare?
So French fries.
Wow.
Of course.
How do they turn out?
Wonderful. In fact, I've done French fries several times. One time I just did one bag of regular, like the crinkle cut French fries. I bought.
Now you're talking about frozen French fries.
Yes, frozen. You can put them in at, you know, from frozen.
Okay.
I just threw them in there for, I think it was like 15 minutes. I think it was probably 400 degrees. I don't know. I think they're all different. All of the different air fryers, you probably have to follow the recommendations for that particular one. But they were crispy and wonderful. And of course, I just seasoned them really well. I did find out though, when we had people over this weekend and I put two packages in at once and it took longer. They still got good and crispy, but it took an extra 10 minutes or so. Which kind of makes sense, you know, if the air is not circulating around the food as well, because there's more food in the basket, then it takes longer. And I had to like take them out and shake them up a little bit to make sure that everything got done evenly.
And you told me that Liam brought some French fries home from a restaurant.
Yes.
And you put them in the air fryer to crisp them back up.
Yes.
And that worked really well. How long did you have to leave them in?
Oh, I think like 10 minutes max.
Wow.
Mine is really good because I can pause it and pull it out and look at it too. And I really like that. I don't know if all of them do that. They might, but that has been a good thing for me because you can't see in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like peering into the oven and making sure that you're not burning something. So it's nice to be able to pause it. And because it's such a small chamber, it heats back up quickly to where it doesn't seem to really affect the cooking time. But yes, I put those in, and they were better than they were at the restaurant.
This has been my daughter-in-law, Danielle Hames, a working mom armed with an air fryer, and she knows how to use it. So if you're smart, you'll stay out of her way. Now, before we go, tell our listeners how to contact you for interior design work through Sugarland Interior Services.
Well, sure. Okay, so my website is sugarlandinteriors.com, and then I'm also on Facebook and Instagram by the same name. You'll see more updated pictures probably on my Facebook and Instagram than my website, just because it gets updated more often. But yes, and then my phone number is 832-574-6388.
Thanks for helping us with our Fear of Frying show and for facing your fear of public speaking. And while you're at it, tell my grandson to eat his vegetables, will you?
I sure will.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?
helping me.